بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عن تميم الداري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة لله ولرسوله ولكتابه ولعامة المسلمين ولأميرهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، رواه مسلم. Respected elders, علماء كرام, brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مولانا نعيم صاحب has ordered me to address you this afternoon. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me tawfiq to say the haqq and give us tawfiq, all of us, to practice. This masjid is a great reminder of Hazrat Maulana Marhoom, the great servant of Islam, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah ta'ala grant him highest ranks in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. And may Allah ta'ala accept his friends and his family and students for the service of Deen also. So keeping in spirit of his teachings and his presence, few words of from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have selected one hadith which is very important hadith and very basic of Islam. Imam Khattabi, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi mentions that Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi says this hadith is one quarter of Islam. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, but I think the whole Islam depends on this hadith. Not one quarter. The whole Islam, he say, alayhi madaruddin. Deen depends on this hadith. And Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi explains it, which Imam Nawawi also goes and accepts it and elaborates more. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. What is deen? Deen of Islam. Deen of Islam is nasihat. When we hear the word nasihat, like we say to our elders or to ulama-i-kiram, please give us a nasihat. So we think the nasihat means the word of advice, which is correct also. But Arabic nasihat is much bigger than the word of nasihat of Urdu. This is a Urdu use. Hazrat kuch nasihat farmaye. So Hazrat will give bayan. So this is words only, words of good advice. That is Urdu meaning. Arabic meaning is much more bigger. As is, Arabic language is much powerful language. Sometime a word is spoken and you can speak about that word for hours. In fact, Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi says that this word nasihat is such word. لَيْسَ هُنَاكَ فِي الْعَرَبِيَّةِ كَلِمَةٌ مُفْرَدَةٌ تُؤَدِّي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى. نَمَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ كَلَامٍ طَوِيلٍ. It needs long kalam to explain it. One word will not be able to explain the word nasihat. Then he gives a little definition, which is also difficult, but we'll try to explain it. حِيَازَةُ الْخَيْرِ لِلْمَنْصُوحِ لَهُ. He says, I can best describe it in the meaning of حِيَازَةُ الْخَيْرِ لِلْمَنْصُوحِ لَهُ. That you try to put everything of the best for that person whom you want to be a well-wisher of. You want to be a well-wisher of somebody, give him everything of the best. Not just the word of advice, but according to situation. Sometime is a word of advice, sometime maybe two rands from the pocket. Sometime you have to be parked in the wrong place, move away, give him chance. Maybe he's a neighbor, you look after the neighbor. Maybe he's a hungry person. This all is nasihat. Nasihat is very big thing. And when we look at the literal meaning of nasihat, nasaha in Arabic language means actually to sow and to patch up. If two things are like this, torn, put them together, sew them and patch them up. From there this word nasihat is taken. So keeping to the literal spirit, it means patch up, bring things together and do something good for somebody else. Why I am taking this hadith and mentioning it? Because alhamdulillah Muslims, we are, as Muslims, we are in big numbers. In the world, if you start counting, statistics will tell you we are more than 1 billion Muslims. I think by now it should be 2 billions, right? Or maybe more. Our numbers are increasing. The old Muslims are reproducing also, and the new Muslims are also coming. So, mashallah, numbers are very, very big. And if the deen was by numbers, then we should have been victorious. Our numbers are very high. But in Islam, Islam does not look at numbers alone. It looks at the qualities of the people. There's a hadith sahih in the Muslim Sharif. Allah does not look at your bodies. In Allah la yanzuru ila ajsamikum wala ila suwarikum. The other hadith says, ila amwalikum wala ila suwarikum. Allah does not look at your money. Allah does not look at your sizes. Allah does not look at your numbers or your features, how beautiful you are. Walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. But Allah looks at qulub, hearts, and a'mal, actions. In that angle, from that angle, while Muslims might be big in numbers and soon might be in majority in the world, but when we look at our a'mal and akhlaq and qulub and our hearts and our quality of the Muslim, then there we lack. And that is where we have to improve. We don't have to worry about improving numbers. Inshallah, that will take care of itself. But improving the quality of a believer, that is important. And this nasihat, when we are talking about, when we develop in us this quality that I want to be a well-wisher of another Muslim, this will help us attaining that excellence which is required for a believer. Always keeping in heart the well-being of another Muslim. It doesn't have to be a Muslim, even a kafir, he's a neighbor. We still have to be good to him. He may not be from our race, from our culture, from our religion, maybe eating different food. Or maybe he's a human being. Maybe it is a dog, it's a cat. A person who provides a thirsty cat water goes to Jannah. Khwaja Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Alayhi, they say he came to his place. He found the cat sleeping on his bed. And bed was not our 5-star bed. It means it's a little bit of mat which he used to cover himself in that mat. The cat was sleeping there. It was a cold night. And he felt that this cat also deserves some rest and warmth. Let this cat sleep and I will wait. So whole night he was shivering in cold and let the cat relax nicely. He seen in the dream Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked his action and said, I gave you wilayat because you made so much sacrifice for this small little cat of mine. جی چھوٹی سی اللہ کی مخلوق اگر ہم اس کے لیے نصیحت کریں گے یعنی اس کے ساتھ خیر خواہی کریں گے وہ بھی اللہ کو بہت پسند ہے تو اگر انسان کے ساتھ کریں گے تو اور بھی تو اشرف المخلوقات ہے. اور اگر مسلمان کے ساتھ کریں گے تو اور بھی زیادہ, اور پھر رشتہ دار کے ساتھ کریں گے تو اور بھی زیادہ. تو یہ تو نان اینڈنگ تھنگ. اللہ کے یہاں اکاؤنٹ کھلوانے کا بہت آسان طریقہ ہے, کسی انسان کے ساتھ نیکی کرتے رہو. سم ٹائم یو کین ناٹ ڈو گڈ ٹو ہم, وی وش ہم گڈ. یعنی اگر میرے پاس کچھ موقع ہوتا تو میں اس کے ساتھ نیکی کرتا. If I had a chance, I would have done this good and that good for him. وہ بھی اللہ کے یہاں اکاؤنٹ کھل جاتا ہے. حدیث میں آتا ہے نیت المؤمن خیر من عملہ, مسلمان کی نیت بھی بہت بڑی ہے, اس کے عمل سے زیادہ بہتر ہے. کیونکہ عمل میں تو ٹائم لگے گا, عمل میں تو ریا کا بھی خطرہ ہو سکتا ہے, اور نیت میں تو کوئی ریا نہیں ہے, کوئی شو آف نہیں. There is no bad possibility in having good intention of something. In amal, there is a chance of riya and show off. But in niyat, no. So in that way, niyat is great. So keep the niyat good and keep on getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the account. There is a hadith of Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is not a tabi'i, he is a sahabi. He says that when I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba ikram used to come and make bay'at at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People have problems with bay'at. Bay'at is not an invention in Islam. It is the oldest practice. Inna alladhina yubay'unak, our Sheikh Muddazilul Ali Azakim Akhtar Sahib also, Muddazilul Ali, whenever he makes people make bayat and he reads this ayat, inna alladhina yubay'unaka innama yubay'una Allah yadullahi fawqa aydihim, making bayat, those who are making bayat at your hand, O Prophet of Allah, they are actually making bayat with Allah. Allah's hand is on top of their hand. Explanation, we leave it. So Hazrat Jarir says, I made bayat at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بايعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والنصح لكل مسلم. I made bayat that I will do three things. إقام الصلاة, I will establish صلاة. It's a big chapter. وإيتاء الزكاة, I will do charitable work. Give charity, zakat. And nasihat for a believer. والنصح لكل مسلم. That I will be a well-wisher of every believer. Musalman ke saath nasihat karunga. And they mention that in his life story, Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kept that first promise of Rasulullah sallam, which he made with Rasulullah sallam, that I will be a well-wisher of a believer. He kept it in front of his face all the time. We make promises, we make bayats also, but we, according to convenience, we use it and afterwards we forget. But he said, I am going to put this thing in practice. Sahaba ikram, the difference between us and Sahaba ikram is this. When they learned something, they practiced it till the time they died. And they had no convenience type of relationship, marriage of convenience with Islam. They were the sincere Muslims, and that is what separates us. Our Muslims, as we say, we are in big numbers, but quality wise we are down. We have to go up. Look at the quality of Hazrat Jarir. He says, they say he sent his slave, a servant, and actually to be a slave in those days was better to be a master, because they used to look after the slave. So the word slave must not be misleading to us. Hey, Muslims had slaves. Muslims had slaves like brothers. Ikhwanukum khawalukum. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your slaves are your brothers. Ja'alahum Allahu tahta aydikum. Allah has given, put them under your hands. Faman kana akhuhu tahta yadihi, falyut'imhu mimma yat'am wal yulbishu mimma yalbas. If Allah puts your hand under your brother under your hand, give him same food what you eat. Give him same clothes what you wear. ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم. Don't give them such work which is too much for them, which they cannot do it. Don't give them a work which is beyond their capacity. فَإِن كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ مَا يَغْلِبُهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ. And if you give them such hard work, then help them physically to carry it out. That is the teaching for the Muslim, that he must look after his servant. So to be servant in those days, to be slave in those days, was very good for them. They became Muslim, and later on, actually from those servants, great, great scholars of Islam were born. There's another subject. So the Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent his slave to buy for him a horse. Gave him some money. He went and he did his own bargaining, and he brought the horse. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu asked him, how much you paid for the horse? He said, I paid 300. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu looked at the horse and he said, but this horse is worth much more than 300 what you paid. We are putting that Muslim, the seller, at a loss. We are paying him less for something which is much more valuable. And this is against the promise I made with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I will be a well-wisher to the believer. Call him. So the seller was called. How much you sold it for? 300. He said, but your horse is much more valuable. He said, no, that's how we agreed. I got my money, I got my price. He said, no, but it's more valuable. He said, okay, give me 400. He said, no, it's more than 400. He said, give me 500. No, it is more than 500. He kept on raising the price until it reached 800. Looks like 800, okay, maybe this is the right fair price. Now, take 800. I don't want to go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this situation that I have cheated a Muslim from his possession and underpaid him. Today when we go to the shop, we want to take away the whole shop for paying nothing. You say bargain. Stolen stuff is also bargain. Everything is bargain. And we'll maybe fight with the person. There are people on the road selling 15 rand, 20 rand. We are busy making prices with them. Bhai, 15 rand mein us bechare ko kya bachega? Ji, usko 5 rand agar usne le liya, wo 5 rand aap nikalo uske upar se. To uske piche kya rahega uske liye? So where is an-nasiha? Where is the well-wishing? Bhai, ye bhi aadmi dhoop mein khada hua hai bahar. A guy is standing outside in the sun and selling something for 10 rand. You want to buy it for 5 rand. He must have made 5 rand, isn't it? So for what else he is standing there? He has to make it. So we don't have well wishing for other, we have well wishing for my own pocket. I must not spend extra. Koi ek rand zyada nahi nikal jaye. Agar zyada rand nikal gaya to meri qiyamat aa jayegi. We are not going to lose nothing. We can get sawab. Usko zara ek rand aur de do. वो तो याद करेगा आपको कयामत तक. He will remember you till the day of judgment. The guy, I asked him for 15 rand, he said, okay, take 16. और अगर वो on the verge of Islam, he will jump into Islam. He was still thinking to find the right guy to guide him, and you done this type of activity with him, उसको 15 के 16 दे दिए. You gave him 16, inshallah, I will jump into Islam. You look after another person. You don't have to give long lectures of Islam and the beauty of Islam, but then do which is against the beauty of Islam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi himself, who is our Imam, we are very proud followers of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He was a businessman. As good as he was an Imam, he was also very good in business, multi-millionaire. But his multi-millions were not our multi-millions. And when we have money in pocket, we don't know how it just flies away. Money coming, but money going. Money without barakah. When it arrives, it just goes away. We don't know. Yeah, I don't see money. The businessman says, I don't see money. It just comes and goes. Because the barakah is taken away. Imam Abu Hanifa's, rahimahullah, his money had full of barakat it was. And why it was? Because he was practicing all the teachings of Islam in his business. He was not just the teacher of fiqh of Islam, he was a practicer of Islamic fiqh and jurisprudence. A woman came and asked him, it was a similar situation. She wanted to sell a material to him, to Imam Hanifa. Say, what is the price? She said, 100 dirham or whatever. Imam Hanifa said, but no, this material is worth much more. I will not buy it for 100. She said, how much? He says, it's difficult. How much more? You must get another person. Third party opinion. We got third party insurance. He brought the third party to raise the price for her. He said, I don't know. I will not be satisfied if I give you 200, 300, 400. So rather bring a third person on his authority. Let us settle the price. So another person was put in. And on that person's authority, it was decided 400 dirham. Imam Hanifa said, yeah, I think now he is taking a responsibility. I will pay you 400. She was happy with 100, but he said, no, I don't want to take advantage of a woman who doesn't know the price of things. Rasulullah ﷺ told us, man ghasha fa laysa minna. If you cheat somebody, you got nothing to do with us. Our Imam, our Rasulullah ﷺ is the biggest Imam. And all our people, they had the wishing well for the other person. And we have the opposite attitude. So what I was saying, that our quality is down. Our quantity, our numbers are very big. But when we find a real Muslim, who is a practicing Muslim, then we are in trouble. They say one Sheikh, one Buzurg Pir Sahib, he had a lot of followers. So he went to a town, you know, the king of the town or city became very much threatened. Oh, itne murid lekar aa gaya. Ye toh, he is going to topple our government. And you know, the kings and political parties and all that, they are very much concerned always. We have big ishtima or big this. Hey man, this is dangerous. These people are going to take over. They say Harun Rashid, you know, once Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi was giving dars, and when he sneezed, even he sneezed, he said, Alhamdulillah, everybody, all his students say, Yarhamukallah, it was like an earthquake in Baghdad. 70,000-80,000 people saying, Yarhamukallah. So the arsh of Harun Rashid was shaken up. His throne was shaken up. So he quickly said, what happened? What is this noise? They said, no, it was just Abdullah bin Mubarak sneezed. When his wife heard that, he said, that is the guy who is a real ruler. That everybody wanted to make dua for him. You as a ruler, Harun Rashid, nobody wants to make dua for you. You have no control over the hearts of the people. They are listening to you, but they are under sword. They are listening to Abdullah bin Mubarak. When he says, Alhamdulillah, everybody, 60,000 people are saying, Yarhamukallah. That is the ruler. So my dear brothers, our attitude of the well-wishing, this, if we bring it in our life, inshallah, we will be having a good quality. Otherwise, our numbers will keep on. I was giving you the incident of that sheikh who arrived in a place with big entourage of muridin. Thousands of murids walking behind with same topi and same kurta and maybe same turban and same type of pen and same type of miswak. Let us not follow the fashions. I am hinting at that. Fashion is not, there is no fashion really. Our fashion is fashion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finished. Now they were all his fashionable, mashallah, muridin. They were with him, shining, and they arrived there. The king invited the Hazrat Sahib and spoke to him nicely. Hazrat, I am really afraid that you are going to take over this government. He said, why? I haven't done anything. He said, no, you got such a big followers. They are more than my police. So they can't control. So This is a danger. I think you rather pack up and quickly leave this place because I am feeling very much threatened. Buzurg Sahib was a real Buzurg. He said, no, don't worry about that. These big numbers of Muris which you see around me, they are nothing, worth nothing. I have only 1.5 Murid in them. You see thousands, I see only 1.5 Murids. He said, no, that I cannot understand and is not acceptable. I don't think that is a reality. He said, no, no, I give you a chance to test them. When you are going to test them, you will find only 1.5 real Murids. Everybody else is just going to run away. Then he gave him a trick. Announcing the people, the Sheikh has done something by which he deserves to be beheaded. He has to be killed. Unless somebody comes forward and gives his life for Sheikh, then he can be spared. So when this was, the whole announcement was made, Murid started running away. Everybody with his topi and kurta is gone. Only two people were left. One, I am cutting the story short actually. Remember, the stories are not, don't have to be authentic. They are stories, they don't say hadith or Quran. They are made many a time just to pass a message, to give a message, to understand some point. So don't ask for, after namaz morana, ye aapne kahan se bayan kiya. I will not be able to give you. Hadith, yes, I am responsible for that. Ayat of Quran, I am responsible for that. So this, I am cutting the story short. The time is going to be up. So only one male and one female were left. So the Sheikh said, see, King, I got one male and one female. I told you, 1.5 Murids I have, only two, everybody else ran away. He said, yeah, that makes sense now. One man and a woman is half, so 1.5. He said, no, the woman is one and the man is half. Because the man was actually, they had slaughtered a goat, right? So woman had seen that and she still presented herself. A man had just presented himself without seeing anything. So he said, a man is a half murid, and a woman, after seeing the blood, she still came forward, so she is a full murid. So that's type of murids we have, that type of Muslims we are. Half, 1.5, quarter, like that, Muslims. Make dua Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, that we become complete Muslims. This is the effort always. When you see people establish khanqa, people are going out in jamaat, they are going to madrasas also. Actually, the effort is that we become complete Muslims. True Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Oh, believers, enter into Islam fully. So we inculcate in us the qualities of true believers, which Sahaba-e-Kiram were the shining examples of being true believers. If they went into a city, people will become just Muslim by looking at them. They say in Kabul, one of the Muslims later on, they went to collect their jizya in Kabul from Kabul ruler. He refused to pay them. He said, why? Why are you not paying? He said, you people are coming with big, big styles here. The actual Muslims used to be coming sometime on donkeys, sometimes their clothes are torn, sometimes, but their akhlaq was such, we could not feel but to give them money. Immediately, the moment we looked at them, we paid taxes, we paid jizya. When we look at you, you are coming in nice and shining kurtas and beautiful Mercedes Benzes, I mean horses. So, we don't feel much attracted to you, nor we feel afraid of you, nor we are awe-stricken. Nothing happens to our hearts. So, he said, we are going to wage a war. He said, yeah, go wage a war. We are going to also fight you. We are not afraid of you. They are not afraid of the believers today, you can see. They press one button and drone falls on another believer. The reason is our Iman, our Islam, our qualities has gone down. May Allah give us the real quality of Islam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ